This is Fresh Air. The new HBO documentary, The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, follows the group's career arc, how they became stars in the 60s in the wake of the Beatles and remain popular into the 21st century. Of the three Bee Gee brothers, Barry, Robin, and Morris, only Barry is still alive, and he's just put out an album called Greenfields, The Gibb Brothers Songbook, Volume 1. It's a collection of duets with an array of country music artists. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the film and the album.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew.
Barry, Robin, and Morris Gibb, born in Britain and raised in Australia, discovered that the sibling harmony they were able to create was a pathway to stardom in the era of Beatlemania. The brothers remade themselves in the 70s as spectacularly popular creators of a distinctive kind of disco music, and continued to write pop hits for themselves and other artists. Morris died in 2003, Robin in 2012. The remaining Bee Gee, Barry, has just released Greenfields, recorded in Nashville. It's an album of duets. Here he is singing the Bee Gees' hit, Too Much Heaven, with Alison Krauss.
Nobody gets too much heaven no more. It's much harder to come by. I'm waiting in line. Nobody gets too much love anymore. It's as high as a mountain and harder to climb.
Oh, you and me, girl, got a lot of a loving star, and it flows through you and it flows through me, and I love you so much more.
When you watch the new HBO Max documentary called The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, you're struck by just how many hits the Bee Gees had. In America, it started in 1967 with the song New York Mining Disaster 1941, and continued on through ballads like I Started a Joke, Lonely Days, and How Deep Is Your Love.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. Feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to share.
With a body of work as vast and gorgeous as that which the Bee Gees created, why, I wondered, did they never quite attain the pop cultural status of contemporaries like the Fab Four and the Stones? The answer becomes clear as the two-hour documentary proceeds. I realized that the Bee Gees simply weren't, as individuals, interesting thinkers or commentators about their own work or about the times in which they lived. Cultural clout is handy, and they had some when their songs for Saturday Night Fever in 1977 rendered them momentarily the kings of white disco. But the Bee Gees were always very modest. And anyway, it turned out that cultural influence is ultimately unnecessary when you can create an utterly unique piece of delirious dance pop such as 1979's Tragedy.
I really
Barry Gibb at age 74 can't sustain that sort of extraordinary falsetto crooning anymore, and so it makes sense that he'd go to Nashville, where artists can age gracefully, to perform duets with acts as various as Jason Isbell, Miranda Lambert, and Dolly Parton. I find Gibb's duet with Parton on the Bee Gees song Words the most effective and moving. Dolly, no spring chicken herself, guides Barry very shrewdly into finding a way to make the increasing fragility of their aging vocal cords sound beautifully vulnerable.
Talk in everlasting words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me. You think that I don't even mean a single word I say.
It's only words and words.
Greenfields, produced by Nashville ace Dave Cobb, is being positioned as Barry Gibb's move toward country, but it avoids the tantalizing prospect of hearing Barry go hardcore country in favor of the familiar sounds of, as the album's subtitle has it, the Gibb Brothers songbook. As such, it serves primarily to remind you how deep is our love for the idiosyncratic classics that the Bee Gees created.
Ken Tucker reviewed the new documentary, The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?, and the new album, Greenfields, The Gibb Brothers Songbook. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like this week's interviews with humorist Fran Lebowitz and Adam Gentleson, author of a new book about how the Senate became so partisan and how the filibuster became an obstructionist tool, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews.